Thank you for coming today. The village of Ashwaubenon, the city of Green Bay, and the greater Green Bay area is very pleased to honor a coach that's in a Gus company with only two other coaches that have brought us Super Bowl wins. And we're very happy to honor Coach McCarthy today. I want to thank the Green Bay Distillery, who went out of their way to take care of this. And I want to thank everyone else who has been involved, Elite Sound, everyone else who's been involved. We appreciate all of your activities. First of all, today I want to thank the Green Bay Packers from the village of Ashwaubenon. I'm sure Mayor Schmidt shares my appreciation for this. They've been great community partners to the village of Ashwaubenon and have worked very hard to meet some of our expectations in the growth that's occurring around the stadium area. And we really, really appreciate their efforts in that. So what I'd like to do first and foremost is introduce Mark Murphy from the Green Bay Packers, who will do a short presentation. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you to everybody for coming out today. We appreciate it. This is really a special day for the Packers, and it's a special time. And obviously, we have a great view of training camp, Ray Nitschke Field, with training camp about to start in a few days. On behalf of the Packers and our fans, we're very excited as well as very appreciative of to see Mike, Coach Mike McCarthy, honored in this way. I think everybody would agree the Packers have a very unique and special bond with the community. We're a community-owned, community-based team, something we take great pride in. And naming streets after impactful coaches, Packers coaches and players, is a tradition that goes back generations and is one of the real special bonds, I think, between the team and the community. And obviously this is certainly a tribute to Mike and his leadership, all the great things that he's done in his years here with the Packers, and in particular, as Mike Obinger mentioned, in guiding the team to victory in Super Bowl 45. But it also speaks volumes about the success Mike and his program have enjoyed over time. And I think also speaks to the promise of the Packers' future under Mike's leadership. We're fortunate to have a coach of Mike's quality for the Packers, and to me, just as importantly, have even a better man leading our team and the organization in Mike McCarthy. I'd like to just thank a few people. First and foremost, Mike Obinger, and he and his village board, all the work that they've done, really is very appreciative of that. And Mike mentioned Mayor Schmidt. Mayor Schmidt has just been great to work with the Packers, does so much for not just Green Bay, but also the entire community. And, I also want to acknowledge Mayor for his initial efforts in getting this effort started. Also, would like to give special thanks to the neighbors here, the businesses. We know it's not easy having the Green Bay Packers in your backyard, and we appreciate your flexibility. And as Mike mentioned, also do want to give special mention to Green Bay Distillery for their flexibility and willingness to host this year. This is just something for the Pack. It really sets us apart. I played with the Redskins. There's nothing around. Well, they're in different stadiums, and there's nothing around D.C. or Virginia named after Redskins coaches, and you don't see that in the NFL. The connection here, and this is one part of, I think, what makes Green Bay and the Packers really a special community. So we're very appreciative of everything that's been done, and again, particularly in terms of all the great work that Mike and his board have done. And thank you again to everybody for coming out today. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce the mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, and thank him for the work that he's done regarding this project. Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Well, thank you, Mike. And congratulations to you, Mike. Today is a day of celebration, and really it's about partnerships, right? As Mark talked about the partnership between the community and the Green Bay Packers. And, after 12 years of being your mayor, I mean, I just continue to be amazed what a special relationship that we have. And a partnership between the communities. President Ovinger is just great to work with. And we work together with, of course, the BART Star Drive and here with McCarthy Way. And I want to say for the record, and pointing out the idea to honor the coach, I mean, we don't name streets after, you know, statistics. We name them after people of character, and that's what Mike McCarthy is. And I've been very fortunate to get to know him since he came to Green Bay. And actually, we were just talking our first time together. I went to a Sugarland concert. I'm not as big a country guy as he is, but I went because I wanted to meet the coach. And he has just been a person that from his time that he gives, and I'm talking about off the field, you guys, when it comes to the work he does with the Children's Hospital, with the with the community efforts that we have, family services. I mean, here's someone that he just happens to be the coach of Green Bay, but he is a man of character that I'm so honored to participate in today's ceremony, and something that is going to live long past all of us. And when people look at that, they're going to remember this great coach we had here that took us to one or more Super Bowls. But really, it's going to be a person that is a person of character, and that's who we are honoring today. So I want to thank again Mike Ovinger, the Village of Ashwaubenon, the Green Bay Packers, and all of you for being so supportive of this very special relationship and partnership we have here in the greater Green Bay community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
The Village of Ashwaubenon and Coach McCarthy is very happy to do this today to indicate all the successes that you've had, not only since you've been here, but other places. However, as Jim just pointed out, I can name you numerous statistics about Coach McCarthy and what he's done since he's been with the Green Bay Packers and since 2006. You know, he's in an elite league with Lombardi and Mike Holmgren in bringing the Lombardi Trophy back to Green Bay. And that in and of itself is a great accomplishment. But there are other statistics that I could quote to you that lay out all the accomplishments that his program has had. However, one of the most impressive, I think, overall that Coach McCarthy has is the fact that his parents, who raised him in Pittsburgh, must have laid down some deep roots of community. Because Coach McCarthy has become a part of this community. He has done numerous things all over the community to help out. And one of the major ones that Jim just pointed out was the American Children's Hospital. Their foundation helps with their annual golf outing, McCarthy annual golf outing, and gives them all kinds of money to help sick children. If you look at the McCarthy Foundation, I think one of the things on the website, which was even more impressive, was the fact that he formed a foundation so he could lay roots in the areas where he is so impactful. That would be the city of Green Bay and Pittsburgh, where he grew up. You can give people awards for accomplishing touchdowns, and you can give people awards for having the most yards. But the ones that really count are when you give people awards for the heart. And you can tell from Coach McCarthy that he has that heart and he has the community at heart. And we certainly appreciate having him as part of our community. And on a lighter note, Coach McCarthy, I want to tell you I've been a journalist for a long, long time. And I never dreamed when I took this job that I would be getting a call from the Wall Street Journal. And one day I was sitting in my office, and Mr. Clark called. He said, "This is from the Wall Street Journal." I thought it was a friend punking me, basically. So I denied knowing that this even existed. I said, no, you are not. And he kept saying, no, I am. He had to call me back to convince me, because I told him, unless you call me back. So he called me back to convince me. And I got to tell you, that was probably the high point of my journalistic career when I could sit and talk to the Wall Street Journal on one-to-one with the reporter. So I appreciate that on a personal level for myself. So I want to once again compliment you for everything you've done for the community, and we appreciate you being here today. And if you would have an opportunity, we'd like you to address the crowd.
Well, first off, I can't say enough about President Mike and Mayor Jim for all of you've done, your vision and hard work to make this happen today. Talking with my daughter, Alex, about expectations of really what you're walking into today and really what to wear. You know, obviously she was concerned about that. And you look beautiful, if I haven't told you already. But, you know, this is such a unique – yeah, there you go. This is such a unique, special, gracious gift, and I'm humbled. I'm not used to people saying so many nice things about me. I'm humbled and honored. We're frankly very uncomfortable with this. I mean, I can't say enough about Mike Ominger, the board, the village board, the people of Schwabenon, you know, Mayor Schmidt. I know process of change is never easy. I can't thank you enough. Mark Murphy and the Green Bay Packer organization, Mark's leadership is first class, and as we're able to grow with the community in each and every facet, it's just been remarkable to be a part of and watch Mark lead the way. Ted Thompson, the opportunity for partnership, I wouldn't be here without you. It's been fun, and I'm really looking forward to the years ahead. I'd like to recognize Tom and Kathy Murphy, Trace Armstrong, my fellow employees, Matt and Lisa. I'd be lost without you. And it's just a great place to work. It's a great place to live, and just very thankful for that. But this honor, the reality of this honor, it's a reflection of representation of our football team's success. Particularly Super Bowl 45. Our players, coaches, football operations, the people that we have are just phenomenal to work with, both on and off the field. It's just such a unique, special place. And this is really all, you know, a reflection of all the hard work of all of us. I know my family, we talk about it. We just want to thank the families of everybody of the Packers organization, because it is a unique commitment to continue to grow. And then you have the support of the communities of Schwabenon and the city of Green Bay. It just makes it even more special. I like to recognize my family's support and sacrifice, which creates a continuing opportunity for me to chase my dreams of professional football. Jessica, for making our family better and better each day. Jessica and I are proud to be part of this, be established in the Green Bay community and the involvement in our family's charitable endeavors. So with that, once again, I'm humbled. This is so generous. It's quite an honor. And I'll just leave you with this. All streets that lead to Lambeau Field eventually lead to championships. So thank you for being here today, and we'll see you in Arizona. Thank you.
And we want to present this to you as your memento. It's a big one, so you have to find a place on a wall, but it's not a key fob. We'd like to present it to you and your daughter and say that we're